Across the Northwest, things are getting dry. In Southeast Washington and Northeast Oregon, cheatgrass is already tinged reddish. On the coast, it hasn't stormed enough this spring. And the snowpack that's low to mid-elevation is already near gone in much of Washington. Farmers in the Yakima and Kittitas Valleys will be some of the hardest hit, projected to get just about 54% of their normal irrigation water this summer. Correspondent Anna King has our report.
In the Yakima Valley, on the south slope of Rattlesnake Mountain, water is measured by the Puny Drip. Jim Willard grows grapes and a few apples. He wears a green Make Alfalfa Great Again ball cap. He drives me around.
You'd rather see some more rain. You'd rather see a lot more snow up there in the mountains. But that's sort of what we've got for weather.
This year, Willard and many other irrigators will only get some of their normal water from the Yakima River.
Yeah. This block of Concords I planted in 2014.
About 200,000 acres of total ground, including Willard's farm, are junior water right users on the Yakima River. Meaning, if there isn't enough water in the river for fish and senior water right users, the junior holders get cut back by the federal water managers. On the tour, Willard rolls his pickup past something he doesn't want me to notice. A massive pile of 40-year-old blackened wine vines. A nearly two-story smash-up of pushed-out Pinot Noir.
Is that your pile?
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Can we look at it?
No. I just...
Willard's eyes tear up a bit. He turns his face away.
Most people will go through and push the grapes up in the field and dry them out and burn them in the field. And I didn't want to mess with them. I just drug them up here.
Willard took out the old wine grapes that need about 24 inches of water to replace them with baby Concord juice grapes. Those, just little twigs now, take about half the water. About 10 minutes away, just east of Sunnyside, is Jason Sheehan's dairy operation. Cows, laden with heavy udders, line up rear side to the aisle to be milked. Sheehan is also largely in the Rosa Irrigation District, and he knows he'll be short water.
I think that's one thing that everyone at Ag is good at, is figuring out how to get through the tough times.
To use less water, Sheehan recycles it throughout the farm about 5 times. Still, with less water this year, he'll have to haul manure off-site and buy more outside feed for his cattle. That means more expense, just as milk prices are down. Sheehan says in the future, more droughts are surely coming. And with less snow...
We need to look at additional storage for more water, and that's to help the fish, to help the farms, and to help the communities.
The last big Yakima River drought was in 2015, costing irrigators tens of millions. Just outside the milk parlor, a sea of waist-high triticale whips. It's like the undulating waves of an ocean. A sweeping and verdant sea. A teasing vision in a year of parch. Outside of Sunnyside, I'm Anna King.